Welcome to my art studio where all the magic happens. This is the station for painting, and that is the station for all the resin art I do. If you want to check out my art, all you gotta do is go to lutfstudio.com. But I'm sure, or at least I hope, I'll see you at lutfstudio.com.
I have a problem with Iran, the country, its history, its culture, its proud, proud people. What I have is a problem with the evil, barbaric, tyrannical, murderous regime of the supreme leader and the treatment of his own people. What we saw on the 16th of September with the brutal death, and I'd call it a murder, of Mahsa Amini, shook the world. And up until that point, we've spoken about Iran numerous times, both in this chamber in Westminster Hall, and there's been numerous calls, as again today, about how we do need to go further, whether it was prescribing Hezbollah, Hamas across the globe, and now again for the IRGC, we've been calling this for a number of years. There is cross-party support, cross-chamber support, cross-house support, yet still, we are waiting. But that death on the 16th of September not only shook us in this country, but it shook the people of Iran. When there were protests a couple of years ago, they got stamped out very quickly by the brutal treatment from the regime. So what we're seeing now from the brave women and men of that country is that they have had enough. And that is why there is the hope and aspiration of real regime change now. Because they know what the penalties are, they know what the risks to their own safety, their own lives, and not only that, but the lives of their families. They know what those risks are, and they are still prepared to protest. And for that, they have not only our thanks, our solidarity, but our support as well. I think when we all watched the World Cup, there were many things we took from that, but that England and Iran game, what I took was the powerful statements by the Iranian football team, both before the match, during the singing of the national anthems, and then after the match, where they didn't want to stand by and support their regime, they didn't want to support what was happening in the country, and they made a very, very powerful statement. And we see that not only with the football team, but across all sports, where they themselves are oppressed. They have the fear of if they go back to Iran, they will be murdered. And I am no doubt that it won't only be that, but it will be attacks, it will be torture, and ultimately execution, or as the Honourable Member, the Chairman of the Select Committee, is a state-sponsored murder.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Live Up to Freedom. I hope you're doing good in this cold but sunny Monday, at least where I'm at. I love what you said at the end. State sponsored murders, right? As the EU tries to push and get a court order to list IRGC as a terrorist group, United States of America, Biden regime is pushing to remove IRGC from the list and continue negotiations with this tyrannical regime we know as Islamic Republic of Iran, or some might call it Iran. Before I get to what I want to talk about, which is the best way I can describe it, thinking about it since, you know, Saturday when I got the news, is, pardon me, the tragic yet hilariously sad news that I want to talk to you about. Hello, everybody, on the comment section. Before I get to that, I do need to talk to you about a few of my own stuff. So please don't leave this feed. It's just going to take possibly a minute or two, but I'm going to go over these real quick because not only I'm being extremely shadow banned, also it's a little hard sometimes to get these across on posts. So I have put together a Give, Send, Go campaign. I'm going to actually put it on the screen for a few reasons. One, this is where you go. You just simply, it's giveascendgo.com/LUTF. It's a monthly recurring campaign that's going to happen. And I am asking everyone to please, if you can give, do so. The goal monthly is 500. Thanks to those who have already donated. We're somewhat getting close. But giveascendgo.com/LUTF. And main reason I'm doing this, aside the fact that under description I explained, you know, there's so much one can put out of their own pocket until life gets a little, you know, expensive, I guess. And secondly, now starting right now, I have the ability to actually stream my feeds whenever, at any time of the day or night, directly on my own website, liveuptofreedom.com. You know what that means? I mean, no more censorship, no more strike, no more ban, no more none of that. So I can come to you directly on my own website, liveuptofreedom.com. But that's going to cost me even more. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't have that extra money that requires for me to pay the company that's going to broadcast this or the bandwidth I need to put this directly on my website. So if you're interested to helping me bypass all the shadow banning and the censorship and the time limits, all of that, I can bring you all of my reporting directly on the homepage of my website, liveuptofreedom.com, for you to join me there. But if you want to support my move there, go to givesendgo.com/LUTF. Name of the campaign is LUTF. And if we can manage this monthly campaign, then we have a winner. The second thing I want to show you is my locals channel. So you got to go to Americans. There's an S at the end. Americans.locals.com. This is a paid wall programming, if you might call it. If you want to join, there's no minimum or maximum. You can do that. But there, again, I will be doing the, my, I will resume my monthly live Q&A directly on locals, nowhere else. And we will have call to actions, petitions, articles, and on. So it's americansfirst.locals.com. These two places, I will greatly appreciate if anyone can get involved with both, one or the other. And then, of course, the typical or normal or all day LUTFstudio.com, my artist store. Okay. Now, that being said, and that's out of the way, we talked about it. Hopefully, you were with me and you heard. So here's where we're going to go. On Friday, being said, on Friday, our time, our day, time zone, confusing. On Friday, Islamic Republic of Iran hosted the very, very first ever Congress of Influential Women in Tehran. Pretty fancy, isn't it? I think it is. So they gathered some of the influential women across the world based on their description and decided to prove to the world that oppression of women in Iran doesn't exist. They did this to prove to the world that there is no reason for you to come at us. There is no reason for you to believe that we killed Mahsa Amini and Hadith and Atena and rest of the names that are coming out. There's no reason for you to think that we don't like women. There is no reason for you to say or prove that Islam is at war with women. That's why they did what they did. Pretty fancy stuff. It's all awesome. This report can be found on, there we go, Iran International, as always. That's where I get most of my Iran news. But the headline is the most interesting part. Iran holds Congress of Influential Women with non-influential guests. So let's read this real quick. I'm going to scan through a lot of them. The first International Congress for Women of Influence was held in Tehran on Friday with the participation of female guests sent by Iran's limited list of friendly governments. What are those governments? Now, what are those women from which government? The Islamic regime says wives of heads of states. Okay. wives of heads of states from Burkina Faso, Kyrgyzstan, Serbia, Guinea, Nigeria, Sri Lanka, Syria, Turkmenistan, and Armenia attended the event hosted by President Ebrahim Raisi's wife, Jamile Alamullah. Alamul Huda. Look at the next line. This is my favorite part of it all. Most notable was the presence of Zainab Nasrallah, daughter of Lebanese Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Let's pause right here. Okay. This is not a Congress of influential women. This is the gathering of heads of, or not even heads, the wives of heads of states of countries that are, except Armenia, I believe, and Guinea. The rest of them are pretty much either Sharia obeying constitution countries or somewhat majority Muslim countries. So let's title this event correctly for anyone who might be all excited, like, oh, the movement in Iran has made a difference. Mullahs are reforming. Hold on. This was a gathering of more Muslim women who are told what to do, what to wear, what to say, how to sit, sent into one room. That's what it was. Another promotion of lies about Islam. That's what it was. Now, it gets more interesting, of course. I will not torture you with the audio because this audio is actually in Farsi. I will put this on, I think I can manage, yeah. So this is the video of this event. I'm sure I don't need to point out, but I will point out because it's fun to point out. Every woman there, either Muslim or not, from Armenia, Sri Lanka, Nigeria, wherever they are, you notice the hijab? Do you all notice the hijab? Excuse me. This is supposed to be influential women, Congress of them. However, somehow, somewhere, you still see men because, well, women need their male guardian there, don't they? You see them all wearing a hijab because women have to wear a hijab under Islam. This is kind of a glimpse of what the global caliphate will represent. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Who you're looking at talking is Ebrahim Raisi, known as Butcher of Tehran, the man who's under personal sanctions by the United States of America, giving a speech. He opened or kicked off the event. He kicked off the very first ever held Congress of Influential Women. You couldn't even let your wife, who hosted it, kick off the event, right? We still had to have a man kick off the event, huh? Interesting? No? I don't know. To me, it's, I'm sure you can see the trigger face going on here. 99% of this was all covered by IP News, which is Islamic Republic of Iran's news. And because my IP address is banned to access the website, I couldn't go in farther than I did. Again, just pay attention. I'm going to just let this whole video, I don't even know how many minutes this video is. I'm just going to let it run. So you get a sense of that room. You get a sense of what was happening. You just look at the faces. Again, Ebrahim Raisi kicks off the event. Most of the speakers are men, but somehow we're calling it women, influential women, Congress of Influential Women. And then, as mentioned, the daughter of the leader of Hezbollah is there. So I know majority of my audience, wherever you are, Lindell TV, Frank the Speech, Worldview Weekend, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, Twitter, these are the places I'm airing right now. I know you're pretty familiar with this topic because I've been doing my very best to educate you. But if somebody randomly come across this feed later on or right now, I just want to say this. You see, when I say, or any other ex-Muslim or an activist who's fighting Islamization, when we say they are proud of their terrorism, when we say 51% of their holy book, Quran, explains and describes and orders how to deal with non-believers. When we come out and say they raise their kids to be jihadis, this is why. Most influential women there, wife of Ebrahim Raisi, the man known as Butcher of Tehran, the man who has tens of thousands of innocent people's blood on his hand. She's considered the influential woman. You have the daughter of one of the most brutal minds, sick mind of our time, who has literally guided, ordered, planned, and led attacks on innocent people based solely on them not being Muslim. Hezbollah has never done any terrorist attack that had any reason except the non-Muslim part of the victims or those who were attacked. And I just want to bring this back again. Look at the head of the seat. Man, this is another part of when we say you need your male guardian. There you go. That's right there for you. So now, am I shocked they tried to do something like this? No. Am I shocked that especially leftists and mainstream media is giving it so much coverage? No. But I am disappointed. I am disappointed that this news is not all over, plastered all over my fellow conservative, Christian, American-loving human Americans out there. This propaganda cannot go on. This cannot go unnoticed. As I said, we are up to 21,000 Iranians arrested in prison. Now we have two prisoners of revolution activities on the street arrested. Detainees. There you go. We have two Iranian detainees in coma in last 3 days. Two of them gone into coma based on beating they have received in prison. Two. We have more than eight innocent people already executed and hung. We have 16 more awaiting on hold to be executed. And this is happening. It's getting coverage. This is another propaganda that Biden regime is going to use to continue negotiating, to continue giving them money, continue enabling them. As a gentleman at the beginning of this live feed on the video said, state-sponsored murder. This is a state-sponsored, right there, right there. Let's not mention the biggest question. Armenia sent a representative? Armenia? Have they forgotten what the Muslim Osmani Turkish did to their people? Have we lost our entire sense of understanding history? Or are we just becoming that forgiving that we're sitting and waiting for those who pushed us into the water to come and save us before we suffocate? Is that what we're doing? Seems like it. Feel like it. The fact that people on the streets of Iran have lost all coverage from all media except the Iranians that are still involved, like myself. They've lost all coverage. But these people are getting coverage and praise as to their advanced thinking of women. And how, where is the woman? Like, you look at the entire video's release, all the pictures, you see a couple of women on a stage wearing full-on hijab, Muslim woman holding some sort of trophy on their hand. Okay, fine. But which one of them did what? Every single one of those women has absolutely done nothing except obeying, bending over backward to be a good slave to their male guardian, Muhammad, and Allah. We're rewarding them. Oh, great. That's a whole different story that I can cover on a whole different show. But the fact that they're being awarded, the fact that they're being praised, there is hypocrisy, and then there is the elite hypocrisy. It's like two different things at this point. It has surpassed. We need a new name for it. Hypocrisy doesn't even begin. I have about 8 minutes on my Lindell TV, so let me glimpse at the comments just in case if I need to answer. Thank you, go away. Thank you. I know I am so excited to be able to do the Selfa streaming. It's just hopefully we can get some support behind that. And I wanted to make sure to show, so it's not like I'm asking for tens of thousands of dollars. Did they remove their face mask like the lips do as soon as the red lights on the TV cameras in the background turned off? Most likely they did. That's one of the things, actually. They don't do the mask thing apparently much anymore. And this new marketing campaign is approximately 1 week after the release. They released another Attack on America. Yes, you're very correct. That is exactly what's going on. It's one of those situations. I call them the backhanded apology and the backhanded compliments. It's like they're releasing a new video. They're making threats directly toward former and current officials in our government in America, United States of America's government. And then they go do this. And again, words matter. Words do matter. You title this the very first ever Congress of Influential Women. There are no influential women there, none. And women are not congressing. I know, I just make that up because I don't know what's the proper English term for it. Men are sitting there chit-chatting, talking, telling people how life should be. Like, if you could hear the talk Raisi kicked off the event with, it's the same lies he provided when he was here in September 21st at the UN in New York, giving the same lies as a speech. Nobody's covering that. Nobody's translating that. I thought about translating the speech. I might get to it. I don't know. Life is just... But if I get to it, I will. But nobody mentions that he's sitting there spreading hate. You know, the left loves to call everybody on how they're, you know, haters and bigoted and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, there are the hate speech crimes going on. But nobody's sitting there pointing out that 3 out of 6 minutes of this murdering evil creature was filled with hate. Hate for humanity. And again, nobody's pointing out the fact that you want us to believe that there is no mandatory hijab in Iran and they didn't kill Mahsa Amini because of her little threat of her out. But then every woman sitting in that Congress of Influential Women is wearing a hijab. Like, how? Who believes this anymore? I need to calm down, but I can't because I'm really frustrated. It is disturbing and disgusting that this regime, referring to Biden regime, by the way, has the nerves to stand there and call patriotic, American-loving people the biggest threat to America. To call them the domestic terrorists of all time. Spend millions and billions of budget and thousands of federal agents to investigate them. Keep our innocent American people in prison for 2 years without even a charge. But then we go give them money. We go support them. We praise them for their... Suddenly, overnight, they are respecting women. I don't know. I just don't. I am lost for words. And again, the fact that alternative media, if we call it, what do we call it? Conservative alternative. Where are you guys? Where are you? You all know my show is the tiniest show out there. I don't get the exposure most of you get out there. Why are you not covering this? I am tired of trying to get out of this all by myself. There are so many of you out there who had no problem jumping on talking about, you know, other stuff about Iran when it fit your narrative of your show. You know how many of you have told me we don't cover Islam? Well, you should. It's time for you to start covering Islam. It's time for you to start covering Islamic Republic of Iran. You know why? Because they are a threat that we have been distracted from so they can further their agenda. I'm not even asking you to talk about it, cover it. You know what? Don't even invite me. You go grab my stuff and talk about it yourself. And I'm not asking you to do it for people of Iran who are dying every single day, going into coma because they were beat up so bad. No, I'm asking you to do it for us, Americans. There are so many of you out there with 500,000, 1 million, 2 million, 7 million followers. You could inform 7 million people about this. But I guess sounding like a broken record, all copying each other is more fun, isn't it? Terry said, I don't understand who Ron thinks they're fooling. If they truly believe that the way they treat women is justified by Islam, why try to hide it? That is a good question, Terry. You know who they're fooling? They are fooling those who like to believe and lie. Because here's the thing. In life, I have realized that human nature is to not hear the truth if it's going to hurt their feeling or if it's going to burst their bubble. And that is one of the biggest problems we're facing as human society today. When they ask you how you're doing, all they want to hear is, I'm okay. Because if you don't say I'm okay, then they might have to have that conflict or that awkward moment of asking you what's wrong. And then on and on and on. They want to hear that America is as strong as it has always been. No, it's not. We are trapped between an internal regime occupying the White House and external enemy that has been trying to take us down from day one. That is the truth of today. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Julie, exactly. Where are all the feminists in America? Where are they? Where are y'all? This one doesn't fit your narrative, right? You wouldn't want to go up against the regime that kills people, do you? Because you care to stay alive forever. Even if it's nothing but a lie. Thank you, RR721, for saying, I agree. I don't know who made the rules, but I've been told that I need to get better at my English. Guys, at Lindell TV, thank you for joining me. We are out of time with you guys. If you want to continue watching this, hop on over to Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, any of my accounts. And please do consider going to my GiveSendGo.com/LUTF. I will greatly appreciate that. Rest of my audience on other platforms. Let me take a 1 minute sponsor break. Grab some drink and then I'll come back and we continue. I have two more reports I need to share with you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Live Up to Freedom. Thank you so much, guys, for staying. Please share this feed everywhere and anywhere you can, because this is important. Again, in so many different ways and so many different levels of mental exhaustion, it's one of those. I'm in a really rough position. You know, I need to consider everyone on all sides. As a human rights activist, of course, I go beyond borders. But this very recent event, this Congress of Influential Women, with absolutely no influential woman involved or any woman involved talking, the manipulation, how this is being spread out there, who's listening to what part of it, all of that can make a huge difference in the future of Iran and Iranian people. And also the future of us here in America. It's like both sides could be dramatically affected by this. And again, I have always said, when you deal with Sunni Muslims such as ISIS, Taliban, you know, they look you in the eye and they scream Allahu Akbar, they come at you. When you deal with the Shia Muslim from their own first imam being Ali, who was the nephew and son-in-law of Muhammad, they have always been backstabbers. They are very much, you know, they do diplomacy, the talking point Robert Mollie's using all day long. We still believe diplomacy is the best way to stop Iran from reaching nuclear bomb. That diplomacy has done a lot of damage to Iranian people, has done a lot of damage to us. And then if you think a little further, if you would, you know, I don't know, 2 feet away from the box, it has also affected a lot of other people. Because Islamic Republic of Iran's regime has been, and to this day still is, the biggest financer or funder of Islamic terrorism across the globe. They just are. Now, they got their IRGC, they got their Hezbollah from there. All the other tribes are born. You got the Hamas. I mean, look what's happening in Israel. I mean, Hamas is behind it. Who's behind Hamas? Hezbollah. Who's behind Hezbollah? That very face you saw in that video of Ebrahim Raisi. It's a nonstop connected. You know, it's what do we call a domino effect? It's a domino effect. You know. It's not about one person or other, but anyhow, let me try to get to the other reports I need to get to. But as I said, please, you know, share this with everyone and anyone you can. And again, this whole thing was, you know, just about spreading hate pretty much. Okay, let me put this on a screen if I can. I think I can. Nope, sorry, wrong screen. There we go. I quickly hinted at this, but I want to, and I do apologize for, it's not really graphic, it's reality, but the pictures, I hope you can handle it. Two Iranian protesters slip into coma in detention. Reports by Iranian human rights activists indicate that a detained protester in Shahr Rey, south of Tehran, has gone into coma due to severe torture. Activist says Hassan Firouzi fell into coma on Friday because of torture, bleeding, and lack of access to treatment. The 34-year-old man was brutally tortured after being arrested during recent protests, according to human rights organizations, and a revolutionary court sentenced him to death. Iran Human Rights Monitor, a non-political friends-based organization that reveals human rights violations in Iran, announced on January 16 that Hassan Firouzi had said his only wish was to see his daughter before execution. Let me just give you a little one-liner here about his daughter. He was arrested 18 days after the birth of his daughter, so he got to spend 18 days with her before he was arrested. There are so many questions to be asked about this, isn't it? I mean, we could have started with the basic of why was he even arrested? Why were 21,000 people arrested? For asking for freedom? Is that what we're dealing with here? I don't know. But the other question is, you have sentenced him to death. Why would you have to torture him, continue to torture him? You're going to kill him anyways. But I guess when it comes to the sick, regime of Iran, there aren't that many questions. So let me ask the question from the other side that is not the regime of Iran. As I said at the beginning of today's feed, I'm sorry, guys. EU Parliament is still trying to get a judgment to list IRGC as a terrorist group. That's wonderful. But what is that going to do for anyone? IRGC has been on terrorist list in America since, I believe, 2018. That makes it, well, almost 5 years. Has that made a difference? IRGC isn't going to care if it's on terrorist list or not. They're going to do what they do. And let's not mention, what is this federal judge or EU judge waiting for anyways? This should have been issued a while ago. But my question is, why is it? And again, I'm not going to even try, even though with every cell in my body right now, I want to defend and talk just about my people, but I won't do that. What I will ask next is, why is the EU Parliament not aiming at putting sanctions on the regime of Iran? Same thing applies, of course, to the Biden regime. But I feel like we have already answered that question many times over and over. Because proven fact is, if Biden regime would reverse the sanctions and put them back in place, there is not a chance, not even for a split second of a chance, for the regime of Iran to survive this revolution. They couldn't. They wouldn't. So I just want to be very clear that in every possible way, my fellow Americans, Biden regime is sponsoring this terrorist regime, this murderous regime that is killing innocent people. And I will remind you, just in case, if you forgot, the average age of protesters in the streets of Iran are 15 to 17 years old. They are killing children openly and publicly. And European countries, EU, United States of America, Canada, Mexico, everybody is sponsoring this. Why? And the bigger question is, why are we okay with it? Why are we okay with it? I will go back to what I said a few minutes ago or before the sponsor break. To all the good old famous club journalists and activists and patriots out there, thank you. Thank you for absolutely not spending a second of your platforms to cover any of this. Excluding Brennan House, because Brennan House kindly, generously, have given hours upon hours of his huge platform to this situation, from the revolution to the death of children to the detainees to the execution orders to the deals between Iran and America. He has, but other than that, it's good that you failed to do it, because if one day somehow I gain the support and followership you guys have, I will make sure to remember how it felt when an absolute top three most important threat against our country was left out by you guys. So I'll make sure I never do that. It's a good lesson for me. Karen has a question for me. This may be a silly question, but is leaving Iran now as difficult as it was for you 20-ish years ago? Can these women and men leave? It is not a silly question at all. At all. To answer your question, is it? Yes, it is. During this, you know, 4.5 months of uprising and revolution, the borders are becoming tighter and tighter. It's a lot harder to get out. And of course, when the border situation to get out becomes harder, the cost of hiring a smuggler becomes 3 times, 4 times more than usual. That's actually one of the things we were struggling with, because as you remember, Live Up to Freedom does rescue cases. We have done 21 successful cases as of today, but between the risks and the budgeting it takes now for one individual to be smuggled out, it's literally impossible to manage any cases. There are, you know, could they leave? The second part of the question is, can these women and men leave the country? Could they? They could risk it. They could try. But at the same time, one thing, if you follow the uprising, you realize that one of the most famous chants on the street is, we're done leaving, we're going to kick you out. They just don't want to leave. They want their country back. They're not planning. They're at that point, give me freedom or give me death. So most of them aren't even thinking or considering to get out. Unless those who have been arrested and, you know, somehow got, you know, set, release on bail, they might try to get out because they've been already identified, they've been already arrested, their execution orders on the table. So that's different. But generally, no. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate your kind words. And Derek Gilbert spoke of Iran on his 5 in 10 show. Yes, many of them have spoke of Iran, Karen. What I'm referring to is, what is it they're speaking of Iran? How many of them have mentioned that this is an Islamic issue? How many of them have mentioned that what is happening to people of Iran, the treatment of women in Iran, comes from what we are celebrating here in America, in the White House, every Ramadan? How many of them have done that? That is covering. That is what we need in America. If they would start talking about the details of what Islamization is, if they would stop giving into the pass to talk about radical Islam and would just call it what it is, do you really think we would be where we are? I don't think so. That's the problem. Those who do hint at it, by the way, you know, because that's the thing. You can hint at something, you can talk about something, you can discuss something, or you can report on something. We have more than enough reporters, journalists, hosts, whatever we want to call them at this point. We have more than enough of them to have more than enough time to dissect this red-green axis. They know about red-green axis. I wasn't planning to name names, but you know what? I'm going to name names. What's going to happen? Thankfully, I'm too small for any of them to even know I exist, let alone knowing what I said. You have one of the most influential, powerful female conservative Christian figure out there. She has gained momentum, and she has the biggest platform there is right now for a woman. She was asked by some of her audience to bring a discussion about Islam. And she was tagged by my name hundreds of times on that very specific when she put out a tweet saying, it's not my area of expertise, but per your request, I will discuss Islam. Any suggestions on who to bring on? The tweet replies were like my phone was blowing up from getting tagged. She chose to invite Imam of Peace, the Iranian Shia Muslim Imam in Australia, to come and discuss Islam. The very Imam that was handpicked by Ayatollah Taleghani to be given an honorary Imam status, not because he finished his education. The very Imam that was planted in Australia by the regime of Iran. The very Imam that still denies Aisha was 6 years old. The very Imam who denies half of what is in the Quran itself. She picked him to give him her millions of viewers audience. And I am talking about Candace Owens. Candace Owens. Yes. She chose to take the safe way out. She did what the audience asked, but instead of bringing a former child bride, an ex-Muslim, a woman who's fighting for women, she chose to pick the safe way out and bring an Iranian Shia fake plant imam on her show. So you see where I'm coming from? And it wasn't like she didn't know about me. First off, she knew about me. She knew about me before anybody else knew about her. The very beginning of Candace Owens, when she used to go with Red Pill, was an interview that Dr. Jamie Glazov conducted with her on the Glazov Gang, and I am the producer, and I was introduced to her on that very filming with the full-on background of the former child bride from Iran. Even without that, let's say she's too big to remember the small names who helped her get on camera. As I said, that thread of tweets was bombarded with me tagged. So it's not like she didn't know there's a much better option to be given platform. She knew. She chose to go with the safe, as I said. Many of them. I am right there with you, Christopher, 100%. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing today. Yeah. I'm just going to leave your comment on the screen. You cannot do it gently anymore. Again, I try to be respectful. I don't do name calling. But I'm at a point where I am tired of all the praise that is going toward all these big names. Who, if you pay attention, they've been repeating the same thing over and over, scripted with the same, you know, they have brilliant writers to write their scripts for them. And they have teams of researchers to do their research. And they have team of producers and directors. And when some of us need their help, they act like they're the kings and queens of this place. No, you're not. Every single one of us are sitting where we are from step one to step 100, from 1,000 followers to 100 million followers because of our fellow Americans. Stop it. Stop thinking you're just some hotshot who needs to go with the safe ways of life. When it comes to Islam, anyone, and I will repeat, anyone who claims to be a Christian, conservative, American-loving journalist, when you go to reformers such as Zudi Jasser and Shirin Qudusi, when you go to reformers such as Imam of Peace from Iran, you are part of the Islamization. If you're too afraid to have bounties or maybe 12 of them on your head, do not sit there and claim to be courageous nor brave. If every single conservative outlet would join in the proper truth narrative of Islam, we would have millions of Americans completely aware of what Islam stands for, and we wouldn't have to stare at 219 official elected representing one way or another in our law-making government. When you go and endorse Muslims, you're part of the Islamization. When you endorse Dr. Oz or Hamadeh because they just have an R in front of their name, you are part of the problem. You need to answer to the question of, if you wouldn't make America such a safe place for Islam, people in the Middle East wouldn't be dying so much easier. One comment here from Facebook, MRT, says, I think Candace doing it the right way is to ask the questions to people in charge. Depend on the topic, MRT. When it comes to topic of Islam, and again, I said it back then, you want to have Imam of Peace on? That's fantastic. Either have an ex-Muslim at the same time for a debate, or hear the other side as well. I said the same thing to Mark Levin. Mark Levin did the same thing. They keep giving platform to the reformers. There is no reform. How do you reform Islam? You go back in time, change Muhammad? Or what? You're going to just keep denying it. That's how you're reforming it. Every single reformer is denying the truth about Muhammad, about Quran, about Islamic Jihad. They're just completely... They're not reformers, they're deniers. We got to learn the proper terms. There is no such a thing as a reformer. Listen, Quran itself said, the verse in the Quran says, and when they create corruption on earth, they say we are not but reformers. They're deniers. Every single one of them is denying the truth. How do you change or reform a cult that was generated and created by a pedophile who had 11 wives at the same time, the youngest 6 years old? How do you reform that? And then the Quran says, Muhammad is a perfect example of a man and you shall follow his footsteps. What are you going to do? Tell Muslims not to follow Muhammad? Then they're not Muslims anymore. You know what makes a Muslim Muslim? Someone who follows Islam. What is Islam? Allah, Quran, Muhammad. You got to tell them not to follow Muhammad. Okay. You got to tell them not to follow 51% of Quran. Okay. So what's left? What's left? You can't reform this. You might as well start a brand new cult of your own. Because apparently you're interested in cults. You just don't like the radical part of this cult. You'll just go start a new cult. Every day, every verse, especially in America, cults are on the rise. Go start another one. But that's the thing. The reformers get the platforms. And that's why every single one of these people, those who are not touching the topic at all, or those who are touching it with the sense of, you know, bit of a sugar sprinkle over them with reformers, they're part of the problem. You are part of the problem. If you're not willing to put your neck out there, you don't get to claim what you claim. And you all claim a lot. You do. Somebody once told me that you do realize if you would mellow down or stop or lower the attention on the Islamization you do and start reporting on the everyday politics and Biden and left and right, your followership would grow big time and you would get a lot more financial support. I'm like, I'm not doing it for money, nor am I doing it for followers. Well, no, but if you do that, then you can switch back to the topic. I'm like, by the time I build what you're talking about, Islam already conquered. I don't have time to do that. But it is sad to know that I am told the topic I cover is not of interest. Well, it should be. Let me see, MRT, if I can understand what you said. Their goal is not to change the imam view. The goal is to people who believe that imam is masum. After all, more than 50% Iranian wants this. I don't understand it fully, but I'm going to take a guess. The goal is not to change imam's point of view, but people who think, who believe that imam is masum. Which imam are we talking about? Because not all imams are masum. If you talk about the 12 Shia imams, not all of them are masum. And even if they are, that has nothing to do with the discussion. It has nothing to do with the imam whatsoever. It has everything to do with the roots of it. Again, Allah, Quran, Muhammad. Now, as far as more than 50% of Iranian wants this, if you're saying 50% of Iranians want Shia Islam, you're incorrect, sir. I don't know where you're getting your numbers, but that's not it. And yes, Karen, it's certainly not of interest to the government. And that's the thing. We're still at a point where in our life, we flip through the channels and see what they tell us should be interest. You know, what they should tell us. What is interest that they will tell us what's interested. One topic after another. But, hey, I guess it is what it is, right? Life goes on one way or another. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Life requires a lot more than life goes on. Okay, I am out of time, guys, here. I got to wrap up, but I do want to make sure. First of all, thank you for joining me. And I will repeat again, every day, Monday through Friday, 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., I'll be right here. You can catch the full hour if you missed it. You can catch it on WVWTV.com. That's WVWTV.com. You can catch everything archived on my platforms or just on my website. And again, one more time, I am. Thank you, Kurt, for asking that. I was just about to say it, but I'll put it back up. Here is, I cannot find my browser. There we go. So if you like to support, so I can take all of this stream directly into my website. This is where you go. GiveSendGo.com, LUTF, or you can just look support LUTF broadcasting, support LUTF broadcasting. This is a monthly recurring goal. If we can reach this, if I can have that, I'll be able to literally bypass censorship, shadow ban, yada, yada, yada. I won't have to be limited to specific time from 2 to 4 or 4 to 6. Every time there is something going on, I'll be able to join, hop on my own website, liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com, and just come to you guys with whatever report we need to do. This is a direct bandwidth server directly. We pay for it. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can take it down. Nobody can ban me or whatever. So this is where I am trying to get there. And also, as I said, if you're on locals, AmericansFirst.locals.com is going to be where I will do my monthly Q&A, call to actions, articles, and all that. I will most definitely try to find YouTuber Destiny and talk to them. I am not familiar with them. I'm sorry. I am not, Karen, I am so not good at doing this, but I think, no, hold on. Yep, I think that's why, I don't know. I have never done this hard thing, but here. Karen asked me to make a heart shape. So that's the best I got, girl. I'm not good at doing this kind of stuff. But I'm more of a... you're very welcome, MRT. Okay, guys, tomorrow, Tuesday, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, I will be here. And I will be bringing you more information. Make sure to spread the word. Go to liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Everything's there for you to catch. Stay safe, stay vigilant, and I will see you all tomorrow.